This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a real pleasure to welcome back to the program today former Governor Ross R. Barnett of Mississippi. After serving his term as governor of Mississippi, Mr. Barnett is now again a practicing attorney in the city of Jackson. Governor, it's a real pleasure to have you back on the program.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Dick, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Governor, I know you're continuing to speak to audiences all over the nation. You receive more and more requests for speaking engagements each week. And I'd like to ask you this. From your experience, are people throughout the country getting more concerned about this problem of racial demonstrations and agitation and the so-called civil rights bill currently up for consideration?
Dick, the people are worried. The people are absolutely worried, not only in the South, but in the East, North, and West. When I started making these speeches about two and a half years ago, I got a few cold receptions. But here lately, I have gotten some of the warmest receptions I have ever gotten anywhere. For instance, in Cincinnati, Ohio, recently, I received one of the warmest receptions that I ever received, even in the South. The people are very much concerned. Dick, they're absolutely concerned about the complacency of so-called statesmen or politicians.
Governor Barnett, last summer you appeared before a Senate committee in Washington in opposition to part of the Civil Rights Bill. And at that time you presented evidence of communist infiltration into the Civil Rights Movement. But after your appearance, many persons ignored this evidence simply because it was presented by a Southern governor and they thought that you might have had some axe to grind on the issue. Have there been any recent developments which might cause the public and the nation's political leadership to take another look at the involvement of communism in the current wave of racial unrest and demonstrations?
Dick, communist involvement in racial agitation is becoming so obvious that it can no longer be ignored. It cannot be ignored even by the agitator's closest political friends. For instance, Joseph Alsop recognized in Washington as being close to Attorney General Robert Kennedy, worried about what he said was an unhappy secret in his syndicated column of April the 15th. In fact, Mr. Alsop wrote the following words, "An unhappy secret is worrying official Washington. The secret is that despite the American Communist Party's feebleness and disarray, its agents are beginning to infiltrate certain sectors of the Negro civil rights movement. The infiltration," he says, "is spotty as yet, but it is a very serious matter, nonetheless, that the charges of communist influence should now be acquiring some color of truth." He further said, and I quote, "The Southern Christian Leadership Conference, headed by the Reverend Martin Luther King, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, more usually called SNCC, and the Congress of Racial Equality, more usually called CORE, are all affected in greater or less degree."
Now, that is from a syndicated column by Joseph Alsop.
Yes, sir, that is correct, of April the 15th.
Have there been any other developments which might give new pause in this question?
I would say that one of the most important developments was recently when FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover has confirmed positively in testimony before the House Appropriations Committee, and I'll quote, if I may, some of the words that he said. He said, "Communist influence does exist in the Negro movement," end quote. And in his testimony, which was made public just a few days ago, Mr. J. Edgar Hoover made a number of interesting statements on the record, and I understand that his off-the-record remarks were even more specific. And on the subject of communist infiltration, the of the Negro movement, Mr. J. Edgar Hoover said these words, and I quote, "Turning to the subject of communist interest in Negro activities, the approximately 20 million Negroes in the United States today constitute the largest and most important racial target of the Communist Party, USA. The infiltration, exploitation, and control of the Negro population has long been a party goal and is one of its principal goals today." End quote. Still quoting this statement by FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, he continued by saying these words, and I quote, "Racial incidents are magnified and dramatized by communists in an effort to generate racial tensions. Such campaigns are actually utilized as a stepping stone to extend communist influence among the Negroes. The Communist Party is attempting to use the Negro movement as it does everything else. The number of Communist Party recruits which may be attracted from the Negro race is not the important thing. The old communist principle still holds true that communism must be built with non-communist hands." Now that's the end of that quote. Mr. Hoover concluded his testimony on this subject with these words, and I hope that every American hears this. Now I'm going to quote word for word from J. Edgar Hoover. "We do know that communist influence does exist in the Negro movement, and it is this influence which is vitally important. It can be the means through which large masses are caused to lose perspective on the issues involved and without realizing it succumb to the party's propaganda lures." End quote. Now, Dick, let me repeat this statement from J. Edgar Hoover, if I may. Quote from Mr. J. Edgar Hoover, "We do know that communist influence does exist in the Negro movement, and it is this influence that is vitally important." That's the end of the quote. Dick, perhaps some of the politicians who are unwilling to listen to a Southern governor on this subject will pay a little attention to the director of the FBI, the Honorable J. Edgar Hoover, and I certainly hope so at any rate.
Governor Barnett, do you believe that people all across the country feel pretty much the same on this question of race relations?
I certainly do, because I've been before many audiences. Once they know the facts, but they must know the facts. When they're actually given the fact about the situation, then they are very, very much concerned.
So that there is no real major difference of opinion between large groups of people in, shall we say, the Midwest or the Far West or the South or the East Coast, for that matter, on the general questions of concern to all Americans. It's just a lack of information in some areas.
It's just a lack of information, and I'll tell you, the politicians are curtailing the information. Many politicians don't want the average American to know what the facts are about the situation. The large volume of mail being received by the senators and congressmen from every state against the so-called civil rights bill, that's indeed, to my way of thinking, a good example of the way people are thinking now. Then there's a fine showing that Governor George Wallace of Alabama made in the Wisconsin presidential primary, where he received nearly 300,000 votes, 10 times as many as the politicians thought he'd get. And Governor Wallace is getting lots of support in his campaigns in Indiana and Maryland at present.
Well, Governor Barnett, when people begin to express themselves in this manner, as you've just outlined, what can this lead to? What do you think is in the future for this country?
Well, for several years, I have said that the leaders of both national political parties must soon awaken to the fact that they can no longer win public support and confidence while they continue to cater to the whims of minority groups for the sake of a few block votes in the big cities of the North and East. Either the leadership of both parties must wake up to the fact, or they'll soon find that they've lost contact with the American people, and that people will find some new way of expressing themselves politically. I believe sincerely that all across this land, the people are demanding that they be given a choice at the polls. Many of them want to vote for conservatives, but they have no choice. That they be permitted to vote for principles and not just for party labels.
Well, Governor Barnett, there is a presidential campaign in the future, just not too many months away now. I know that 4 years ago, you took the lead in cementing the electoral vote of Mississippi, together with a large part of the Alabama electoral vote, into a bloc that refused to support either nominee of the two national political conventions. The Mississippi and Alabama free electors voted for Senator Harry Byrd of Virginia for president. Do you conceive that such a movement will be underway in the South and perhaps in other areas once again this year?
I think it will be. I think it's about the only answer that we have. I think if enough Southern states will have the courage and the foresight to stick together, why, we can hold back enough votes to defeat a liberal candidate for president of the United States. I was asked some time ago before an audience of 4,500 in the University of Michigan, well, what can stop all of this trend toward socialism and the left-wing theories? And I said, to elect a conservative president of the United States.
Do you honestly believe that the people want a conservative president if they have an opportunity to vote for one?
A big majority of the American people would be much better satisfied with a conservative president. Most of the people are conservative, and they want a right to vote in accordance with their conscience.
In other words, you see a trend away from this centralization that we've been growing into in recent years and back in the direction of the traditional states' rights form of government in this country.
There's no doubt in my mind that a majority of the American people are unalterably opposed to too much centralization of power. It weakens the states. In my humble opinion, you cannot long maintain a strong national government without strong state governments.
Governor Barnett, our time has gone by all too quickly. Thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure to be with you.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Ross R. Barnett, former governor of Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.